Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Drive moment.
Like you're talking.
Hey, you need to talk.
Yeah, so, because you guys are distracting me.
No one distracting me.
You don't want me to work.
Kelly Rowland.
So, today we've got a drive moment. We are taking a musical journey.
Yes.
It is a musical journey, musical memories, which songs trigger the unforgettable memories in your life. You know, it could be positive or negative, and chances are there's going to be moments during this feature where we're going to say, oh, we will be teary, we will laugh, we will smile, etc., etc., because you know our brain and sensory systems are so powerful that many of our memories are triggered by smells, tastes, physical feelings, and even sounds. So normally when I'm on social media, or if I bump into people, they'll tell me, Glenn, yo, this song reminds me of my late uncle. He used to love mid-tempo. He used to love this. And you know, you can tell that, you know,
yeah, it comes from the core.
Yeah, it comes from the core. Yeah. So me, when I was growing up, all right, my first best friend, they were actually cousins. It was Johnny and Sienki.
Sure.
Sienki, like an African's name, yep, in Meadowlands. So I was closer to Johnny. So this Johnny, people will say, like, Dali Pila, like, Rotman. So, Johnny's dad used to be a player for Kaizer Chiefs. He was a right back.
Mm-hmm.
His name was John Buke Magwati.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Even Bobby doesn't even know him. So, what bothered Johnny was that his mother, didn't want to marry John Buke Magwati. So, Johnny would sing a song at the age of 8.
Yeah.
So, his mother's name was Bangi. Okay. So, Johnny, every time when a mother goes past, he would say, Banki uchana hunyalwa. Banki uchana hunyalwa. So, Johnny also loved the song by Percy Sledge called Come Softly. Please just play that song. Let me sing along. I mean, Johnny is late, by the way.
Oh.
So, brings back, you know, a lot of sad memories there. Yeah.
Come softly.
Yes.
Come to me. Start the
Sing it.
Sunshine. I don't want you.
So this song, guys, like,
takes you back.
It kind of breaks me. Yeah.
Really?
I was 8 when I heard the song for the first time.
Sure.
So you must remember, I'm that generation where kids were not allowed to touch the radio.
Uh-huh.
So whatever the adults were partying to, we were partying to the same music as our parents. So this song, every time, guys, it just knocks the hell out of me. So if you want me to give you money,
Please,
you best play the song, because it reminds me of my journey. Go Meadowlands, Zone 2, Moretele Street. So yeah, that's the song, man.
What's that song?
That triggers moments for me.
The song for me, so I have loads and loads of songs.
Who cares?
Okay? But I'm going to pick one specifically.
Yes.
Wana chuni ya chuni. Just khatalena, ne? Uwe mekhanyani, ne?
You know, guys, Khomoto gave us a tough time when we were supposed. We just said, guys, let's choose one song, ne? Khomoto, just like with the quiz, just like, she's trying to reason like, yo, guys, I have more than one song. I've got 25 songs. And Skuma's like, no, Khomoto, we also have to accommodate listeners. It was tough, guys.
But this song particularly, I think it came at a time where I was kind of doubting myself in this radio business
thing. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'm not good enough to be here. Maybe, you know, it was a fluke, you know. And that time the MTN Awards were still were sponsored by MTN, not Liberty, right? And this song played and they called my name and I didn't stand up because I was... I was already too nervous. I'm like, oh, I'm nominated. Will it happen? Oh!
And then
they called my name, and this song played. So this song, it's not even my favorite song, yeah, Rihanna, but it's got such a special place in my heart because it was a moment in time where I needed affirmation that, girl, you're on the right track. Keep going. In the world. Yeah, so I'm the only girl in the world. I'm the only girl here.
I like it.
People that know me know how close I still am with my late grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Like, my grandmother was my best friend. Like,
yeah.
You know when you say, this is my first best friend? That's my grandmother. It's like, this is by, but most of all, music. Because you know the songs that we grew up playing in the background,
yep.
And you didn't know that this song's got to have a meaning. But every time this one plays, I know no go I'm going to find the wrong level. No, it's not a song you want to start in or young chuma two pianyana. I'm telling you, I'm going to push it. That's the relationship I had with my grandmother, which was one of the best. This one, 2 tons of fun. Yes, sir.
So do you know the dance to the song? What was it called?
No.
There was a dance for this particular song. Mm-hmm. And the music that came out that time, it was called Segeza.
It was called what?
Segeza.
Play the song I came to.
Play the song. So dance is, for you. Yeah, Glenn is dancing. Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about, Fandak. That one song that gets you whether it be emotional, whether you love it. And if you can, please play it on the background while you're sending us that voice note. Make sure that the song is playing on the background so that we get the taste of what songs make you cry, smile, or maybe the song that you got married to. What's
my
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Anyway, we've got a drive moment. We've got some voiceovers. We don't. Oh, you just want me to talk. You pay me to talk, KG. Now let's be them fun. He's got a liver. Anyway, tell us about a song that, you know, brings back memories.
One
that you
song,
can think of.
Yeah.
Just one song that is really special. You know, maybe played on the day that you met your partner.
Yeah.
Or you were at school.
All of a sudden.
Or at work.
Heartbreaking.
Do you know what I mean? Any song, eh?
Just
reminds
the
you
two
of your
us.
Uncle.
Oh, really? Still with us.
Really?
That was my wedding song. But also our entrance song was Bruno Mars and Cardi B, funny enough.
Are you sure you're black?
Later.
So just the two of us, Bill Withers.
Bill Withers. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
Ultimate Love Song.
And Bruno Mars.
Yeah. And Cardi B.
Which one is that?
Finesse.
Oh, yeah, Nana.
It's a beautiful. Listen to the words. It's actually
a
cute,
gorgeous song.
Love song. Yes.
Yeah. Now men don't have time to listen to words. We're asking for money. We just hear the chorus. And we are good to
and
go.
And we don't even like the DJ because of Funimaliak. That's another thing.
Yo.
So for me, it has to be Maxwell's This Woman's Work. So I bought the CD and I used to play it at home. Oh. My mother loved it. And so Nining, she would want it to play it in her car. And then I wanted to play it in the car or at home and whatever. Next thing I get home, Uma Kriza, she's bought herself a CD.
Hypo.
And she's blasting Maxwell, This Woman's Work. Oh, I miss that woman. May her soul continue resting in peace.
Yo, Glenn, that used to be my late father's song. Oh, my goodness. Happy memories that, you know, he would do a two-step and then do it whenever it was played. Hey, idlalamo blaukumt.
On a Christmas day after lunch, dressed to the nines, and my dad playing the songs that I remember. Clarence Carter, Take It Off, and sing it so loudly, we did not know what we were saying. Now you got the
Don't know what it is, but the beatmaster. Reminds me of my dad. Yo, he used to jam to this song.
Oh, man.
It has so much sentimental meaning on the streets, on the air.
Another song that takes me back is Shelly Brown, Woman to Woman. At the time, I was not like even understanding Gutiwani, the lyrics, but my late uncle used to play that song. The whole album, actually, Shelly Brown, he used to love it so much. I mean, he's speaking up. phandle on weekend and leso sikhathi upolish icathulo ezi brown, I remember he'll be polishing his shoes ngapha I Brentwood. You know what guys, yo, I love Ushelly Brown.
Dala maparents wethu ajola chita guys. Dala you look at ubona ugogo na 88 ukudala lo gogo as a freaking things.
So Tunzi on Twitter says a song that takes me back in time is Boy George's I Specialize in Loneliness.
Yo, what a song.
Yes. It takes me back to a time when I was at an academic institution that shall remain nameless, getting sloshed, seeing my classmates progress while I repeated modules, culminating in me falling off the fourth floor to the basement, after which I accepted that the chapter of my life was closed.
There's a song by Ali Kett. Mm-hmm. Ali Kett, let the good times roll. No, no. Yeah. There was a place called Choose Me One and Choose Me Two.
Mm-hmm.
The sound was so powerful then that one will dance stupid. I don't know if the DJ had one song,
yeah,
but that song will play almost five times.
Wow.
Between 9 p.m. and 12 p.m.
So, Skumba,
Zewa.
What level, Nani?
Blind.
You're shouting at the commuter saying she must choose one. So you're able to sneak in this song.
Ali Kett.
Fanonga smart.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So a very special song to me is a song that resonates within my relationship with my husband. Our first getaway, we drove to Tzaneen, Mahuba's Kloof, and Tupac changes, you know, when that beat drops.
What a couple. Gangsta.
Things have never been the same.
Oh. Migwe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, they went to Mahuba's Kloof. Your guys, Limpopo is nice. I don't think the tourism Limpopo does enough to market that part of the world.
Mm. I think the SA tourism is not doing enough, because when we find out about Indawizi Grand, Durban is Cape Town, Mpumalang.
Yeah.
But I know there was a hashtag Go Limpopo that was happening for Limpopo specifically. Maybe the take up is the problem, because you know, people, when they say holiday, they want a beach.
Sure.
Right? So Mpumalanga doesn't have a beach. Limpopo obviously doesn't have a beach. So it is the take-up, I think, that is a bit slow. But Limpopo has got the best wildlife and has got the best greenery.
I see, far enough. As a tourism, we want to go to Limpopo. Take us with
but
you.
But don't go via Bochum.
Why not? We must go to Bochum.
Another song that reminds me of my late father, Kiaha Charleston Eddie, goes like, would I lie to you, baby?
Would I lie to you, baby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Musically, I'm the guy.
I'm not again.
Why you must have the sessions bang I dial ngoba lezi?
Mapays.
I suka.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.